Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leili Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Leili Nishmas Kitel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. This has been a very difficult week for the far away Brooklyn and New York communities and the broader Klal Yisrael in general, when tragedy of such magnitude strikes, it's a communal issue. It affects on some level all of us, and I think that there is an opportunity in this tragedy or in the efforts and attempts for us to cope with such tragedies to find a unique dimension in strengthening our bitochen. The bitochen that we're mostly focused on is the bitochen before the fact. I need, I want, I desire parnosa, refuah, yeshua, whatever it may be. And I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I begin to rely on him. I refuse to give up hope. I recognize that he's in control of everything and that he's Molei Chesed and Rachamim. And therefore, I will not be Miyayish. And I continue hoping. Kaveyel Hashem Chazak V'Yameis Libecha. And sometimes I can even rise to a higher level of confidence. V'ani b'chastecho v'tachti yogei libi v'shuasecho. I have such trust and confidence in Hashem's total Chesed that my heart is now rejoicing with the assurance, with the conviction, with the fullest trust, bitochen, that the Yeshua is going to come. And these are efforts and exercises and emotions and midos that we attempt to develop in ourselves more and more, and to the extent, as we've mentioned many times, that we're able to muster this bitochen, to whatever level we get it, it's to that level that it actually affects the future and the outcomes and the fulfillment of our heart's desires. But when tragedy strikes with its finality, there's another type of bitochen which emanates from it and is critical to the coping and survival skills that we need to be able to move on. And that is a trust in Hashem that he knows what he's doing. There are no accidents. Everything is orchestrated from above. Everything is what is supposed to be. And I trust that kol mad ovid rachmona letav, everything Hashem does, he does for the good. The good is mind-boggling. The good is baffling. The good is beyond anything that I can comprehend. But I know that I trust him. I trust his involvement. I trust his love. I trust his caring. I trust his attention to detail. I trust his hashgacha pratis. And I trust his judgment. And I trust that anything he does is good. He knows what he's doing. What he does has to be done. And despite the fact that it's so far beyond my ability to comprehend, and if I even begin to think about it, it boggles the mind. But I have that trust in Hashem that he knows what he's doing. And in a sense, I surrender to his better judgment, as difficult, as painful, and as almost bizarre as that might seem to be. That's what I do. And this is an opportunity to get closer to Hashem in a way that's somewhat different from the traditional modes of bitochen. because this is just purely not trusting results, not being confident in results. There are no results to be had over here. Over here, it's a trust in what happened in judgment. To be able to say, Baruch Dayan HaEmes, that Hashem is the judge, the true judge, the judge in truth, the judge of truth, the judge with truth, and his judgment is true. To be able to say that with confidence, to be able to say that with conviction, to be able to realize that, yes, I do put my trust in him, and despite the fact that it's painful, and despite the fact that it's inexplicable, but I trust. And that is a dimension of trust which sometimes is harder, but it's very critical to coping. And the truth of the matter is that to the degree that we can muster the trust of Hashem in good times, the trust of Hashem in the future, the trust of Hashem in a time of need, then that helps us to be able to transpose that trust to the different form of trust. That is the trust that everything he does is good, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And the more that we can strengthen the general trust, the bitachon that we're familiar with, it's to that degree that we're more capable of achieving this trust of the Dayan HaEmes, this trust of the Kol Mad Ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid, not just the words, not just the intellectual appreciation of that concept, but emotionally to feel the trust. I truly trust you. I trust your judgment. I say Dayan HaEmes Chayev Odom Levorech Al Horo Kishem Shu Mevorech Al Hatoiv. I say Dayan HaEmes with that same sense of appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does in this world, as when I make the brocha hatoyva hameitiv. Lofty goal, difficult goal, but critical. And we see from here even more so, how necessary it is to implant the hakora, the recognition of Hashem, and his chesed, and his rachamim, and his love for us, that mutual loving relationship, well before any super challenges and tragedies strike us. Because to cram it in when there's a situation at hand, then it's very difficult. Very, very difficult to cram it in. We're not exactly in a good situation to be able to cram it in. But when we're prepared, when we've spent years, when we've spent effort, when we've exercised and expanded and developed that midas habitochon, that trusting in the chesed Hashem, that confidence in his chesed before the fact, in needs of the present and the future, it becomes much more possible for us to be able to transpose that to the ability to trust that all that he does is done for the good, and it's done with love, and it's done with chesed, and it's done with appreciation, and it's done with hashgacha pratis, and is not by accident, and is all part of a master plan, which is all for the good. Now, all of this does not make it easy, and it certainly doesn't give explanations. But the ability to trust, even without the explanation, can be very rewarding, can be very uplifting, can be very, very beneficial. And I think that we have to expose our children more and more to the Chesed Hashem, so that they should be able to face all of the challenges of life, whether they're the challenges before or the challenges that are final, but to be able to face them with that sense, that close sense of trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we have trust, then the question of why becomes so much more academic. Why? I trust you. If my trust is deep, if my trust is real, if my trust is passionate, then the question of why becomes important, but much less critical. I could maybe survive it even without knowing why. I can survive it without knowing why, because I know in who I trust, and because I know I have confidence in the one who orchestrates everything that happens in this world. And that's, in a sense, almost an answer to the question of why. When we ask the question why of one that we do not trust implicitly, then we have to hear the answer to be able to judge if that answer is rational, acceptable to us. But if the question is asked of one that we trust, then just accessing that trust, just pointing out that trust, just being aware of that trust can go a long way to even substitute for the need for any answers. And the truth of the matter is that the answers are beyond us. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Ein bi'odeinu lo yimi shalva sarashoyim v'lo yimi yisurei hatzadikim." We can't comprehend the peace that evil people could live with in this world and the suffering that righteous people have in this world. And the answers are not forthcoming, and the answers are maybe beyond us. But when there's that deep sense of trust, trust in Hashem's control, trust in Hashem's involvement, trust in Hashem's love and chesed and rachamim, trust in His judgment, everything else becomes so much easier, we become so much more comfortable and so much more capable of ongoing and coping and growing and adjusting and hopefully being able to come to grips with some of the most difficult challenges.